The intelligence that we have causes serious concerns. That warning yesterday from Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. Those concerns are that Syria's government not only has a stockpile of chemical weapons, but that it might use them against rebels moving in on the capital, Damascus. The past few days have brought a flurry of reports from multiple news outlets that the Syrian regime is indeed preparing chemical weapons, and we wanted to know what those might include, so we reached out to former UN weapons inspector Charles Delfer.
Well, they have both sarin, which is a nerve agent, and mustard, which is a blister agent, both of which are highly lethal. There are reports that they have a more sophisticated nerve agent called VX, and more sophisticated in this sense means that it will last longer, and a smaller dosage of it can kill you.
And how small would that be?
Smaller than a pinhead droplets.
How exactly do these chemical agents work? What's their effect on the body?
Well, in the case of the blister agents, like mustard, they basically will blister your lungs. A nerve agent has similar effects in the sense that if it's inhaled, it will destroy your lungs, but it attacks the nervous system in particular. The nerve agents are, I think, more lethal than mustard agent. But in both cases, it's a highly debilitating weapon. Military applications, are in fact kind of limited. Looking at the Syria circumstances, it appears that, the only logical, if that word applies, is as a terror weapon, to cause terror among a civilian population. If you disperse these weapons, it's not going to be very efficient against a small number of snipers or insurgents that are, occupying a certain block of a town.
Mr. Delfer, we're seeing these reports that Syria may be mixing sarin and weaponizing these chemical agents. Can you explain what that would mean?
Chemical agents generally don't have a long shelf life once they are prepared and ready to use. So what happens is they're mixed up in parts. If it is the case that the Syrians are mixing the subcomponents of these agents together, then that's a very serious step, because once they have mixed them together, they're in a circumstance where it's kind of a use it or lose it. That's why that indicator is quite troubling.
Troubling because it would indicate that the expected use would be in the very short term?
Yes. He still has to make a decision to use it, and he could decide not to use it, but it certainly is sending a signal. Our thinking on this has been that he would be deterred from using his weapons of mass destruction because, logically, there's not much he has to gain from it, and he has a lot to lose. If he is beginning to behave in ways where, at least our form of logic doesn't apply, it makes one question whether deterrence can work.
I want to think about the example of Iraq for just a second here. You were sent by President Bush into Iraq after the U.S. invasion in 2003 to look into Saddam Hussein's weapons programs, those supposed WMDs that had been given as the main reason for the war. And you came out and your conclusion was we were almost all wrong. So I wonder how confident you are now in U.S. assessments of the stockpile in Syria.
There's much more confidence about the Syrian case than there was about the Iraqi case. First of all, Bashar al-Assad has not denied that he has chemical weapons. He has not, agreed to the chemical weapons treaty. They're one of the few countries which has not. So they've made pretty clear that they have these weapons. They've been testing the deployment mechanisms in ways that are quite visible, so they've not been trying to conceal their capabilities.
Testing them in ways that are visible. Explain what you mean there.
Chemical munitions are put on artillery rockets or aerial bombs or ballistic missiles, but what makes them different as compared with regular explosives is you want the weapon to detonate above the ground. And then when they test, they put a grid on the ground so that they can see how the agent disperses. These types of tests are readily observable from, the outside world. These things are not hidden. They're quite visible.
Charles Delfer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's former UN weapons inspector Charles Delfer.